Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
hello. And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Ruined the Cast for Thursday,
February 9th. You big fat thing, you. You can't even remember the day of the week.
Actually, I couldn't remember the month for a minute. How's it? I'm Larry Bader. That's V-A-D-E-R.
Larry Bader.
And with me is... Y'all, I've got him turned down, and I've got his compressor on to try to keep him from ruining it, but it's almost impossible to do.
Meow. All right, Larry, talk.
Well, Big Fatty, how was your day?
By the way, y'all, she didn't have no headphones last night. Tonight, she's got on the Delta Airlines headphones, just perfect for her big old fat ears.
We want to give a special shout out to
Delta Airlines,
to CompUSA for
ruining everything.
Well, Big Fatty, stop overmodulating. And so no, they back
they are used to me overmodulating, so just me.
CompUSA, everything got back ordered, and so
I think that we need to have the pressing of a key.
That's right.
Ooh. Thanks, CompUSA.
Yeah, no kidding. So we've got everything working tonight. We've both got headphones. We can both hear.
Me.
So except for the content, it should be a great show.
Well, and we never have content, so it doesn't really matter.
Right, absolutely.
Meow.
Who would want to have good content?
Meow.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Lord, she's got a list.
Well, I just want to talk about... Well, first thing I want to talk about is what happened here happened here this morning.
Oh, Lord.
When I was minding my own business.
Oh, Lord. Y'all, if the skull were involved in this, we'd have a skull update.
But she was very unavailable today.
Thank God.
All of a sudden... Thank God for uninterruptible power supplies. The power went out. Now, usually it just flickers right back on if that happens. Well, a few times a year it'll do this, but it normally just comes right back on. Well, y'all, not today.
That is correct.
About an hour, probably 45 minutes.
I don't know.
It was long enough that...
I had to eat.
You had to eat, and I had to shut the computers on the UPSs down because they were running out of battery juice.
Oh, the poor juiceless batteries.
So, well, actually, they shut themselves down. But regardless, it was quite entertaining because we had some emergency lighting lit up in her.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God it's wintertime because, Lord, the sweat would have been out
Lord,
of control.
She was sweating anyway.
I was. It was just very, like, stale in here, so...
Or what we had thought. In fact, hit the skull update music there, Larry. Well, as we said, the skull was not here today. But when the lights went out, we thought Commando Skull was about to attack us. We figured that she had snuck in, cut the power, and was going to come out with a... Uzi and shoot popcorn at us or something. I don't know.
Well, I just thought she'd probably had... Well, first of all, when the power went out, everyone yelled, Larry, me!
You're in charge of computers.
Well, they assumed that me... I'd been bitching about not having enough power earlier, so they assumed that I had finally done it.
Meow.
And actually, I was a little concerned that I may have finally done it myself.
Right.
But anyway, the skull just didn't show up today. I didn't know she wasn't going to be here.
Me neither.
So, but I didn't really complain.
Maybe... the skull's husband had another brain
transplant
or got one. Okay, fuck the skull.
Okay, I love that.
Larry, let's just invite all of our listeners to say fuck the skull.
Okay, on the count of three.
Okay?
One, two, three.
Fuck the skull.
And you guys know you love it because you don't really know our skull, but you all have a skull.
Meow.
So, anyway, Big Fatty is checking the door. that would be a little embarrassing if one of the special folks who are here tonight walked in on that.
I think Extra Special is doing a remote cast tonight.
I think so. Imagine my surprise.
Hello.
Now, Big Fatty, I almost couldn't make it, so our cleaning lady, Miss Priscilla, was going to do this with me.
Priscilla, but she's out there dancing with the Extra Special folks.
She really is, and she is,
Oh, Lord. She is breaking it down out there.
She ain't kidding. Lord.
You know, we got to have an oh, Lord in every podcast.
Hello. Okay, so we have the... I hope everybody down in the mines was okay when we had the power outing.
Working in the coal mine down.
I was a little concerned about them, but
well, I had to look for the oxygen.
I knew that you did. You were prepared just in case we didn't get out.
Well, right, because plus I was gassy.
Right. Hey, Big Fatty, did you hear that there's a new podcasting directory out there? It's called podcaststyle.com.
No.
And so I've been there. Little Fatty's listed on there. I don't know. Check it out. It's kind of cool.
Are we above or below the P&S boys on there?
I don't know that they're on. We are actually, in our category, we're in the top like 7 in our category, which is comedy.
Which is fat podcasters that make gross noises.
Right. Oh, my goodness. So check that out. Podcaststyle.com. I'm not sure how. I'm not making any recommendations as far as quality of the site, but you know, if you're looking for a good directory.
Lord, she loves to go on the internet and type in littlefatty.com and see what pops up.
Actually, no, they contacted me. I'm sure every other podcaster listening has been contacted.
Right. Months ago.
Right.
That's how we got to be number 7.
Of course, they probably told everyone they're number 7.
Right.
In their category. So, whatever. But, how much time are we at?
Oh, Lord.
Just 7.5 minutes.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. You know, we were talking about that Miss Manners e-letter yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Did you
Monster
want to talk
Inc.
about that
no.
anymore? No? Okay.
No.
Oh, I'll write it down.
Ooh, Christian was the one that sent that to us. I said Chris last night. I was pretty close.
You were.
Oh, Lord. Are we rewinding to last night?
Actually, no. I just want to get everyone's attention and let you know that we want to send a very special shout out to the Feast of Fools. Guys, happy,
we do?
Yeah, happy 1 year anniversary.
Can we do that? Is that in the public domain?
No.
It is.
No, it's not.
Happy birthday is not in the public domain. All right, let's sing Clementine to them. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling, Feast of Fools. We are fat here at Little Fatty. Okay.
Okay, great. Well,
and
congratulations.
Big Fatty's covered in drool. Okay. I don't know.
Big Fatty, so anyway, what I'm saying is congratulations, guys.
We should have sent him a ham or something.
We should have. Well, right. I've heard those Cracker Barrel hams are really delish.
Ew.
My friend Tom got one. Big Fatty, we tore it up.
You did say ham.
But anyway, Fausto, Mark, Amanda Steinstein, Vimar, everyone over there, congratulations. You guys are truly
old.
Yeah. So, oh Lord. Big Fatty.
Say it.
I had a little e-letter this morning. Well, first of all, I had a little phone call from Omar last night. We were discussing.
Can you imagine that?
I know. We were discussing some details and.
All right. Here's how the phone call went. Hello, my internet husband. How are you? We need to say you're going to have 15 minutes for those other ones, so then you can get all your time to your Big Daddy Omar.
Oh, I wish you guys could have seen the maneuvers Big Fatty was making while he was doing that.
Well, I was doing my impression of Omar.
I think he was doing the Watusi archer. So I'm pretty sure that was the Watusi. So he was like, oh, well, listener Chuck from Canada, DJ David J's friend.
Right, the one that's bringing him hubcaps.
Is coming down and staying for a week. And to that I said, oh, really, darling? And I was like, well.
Larry, can you cue up the second fiddle? Okay, never mind. Right.
And then, how about he... So then... I'm like, well, that's fine. I guess I just have to take my week's vacation then. So then, how about this? I get a voice letter from Chuck. The nerve, Chuck, to send me a voice letter. The nerve. Saying, you know,
do you need a new starter, an oil pump, or something?
Right. I could use a new front end. Actually, I could use a new radiator.
Oh Lord.
But
you hear that, Omar? He needs a new front end.
So then Chuck was like, well, I'm gonna be down that week, but why don't you come back next weekend and we can go out for drinks one night or something.
What next weekend?
Like, he's gonna be there through the whole week. Well, why don't you come right at the very end and maybe we can all just get together one night for drinks. Maybe I can join you for drinks one night. And I was like, And then to add insult to injury, he sends me the e-letter saying about the same thing. And I was like, you better wear your cut-proof vest, because...
She'll cut a bitch.
She will do it. So, anyway, I don't know what you think you're trying to pull over on Miss Horty. But it don't work that way. It does not work.
Now, you realize that Omar is part of this equation also, right?
I do.
Ooh. Okay. Moving on.
Hey, Big Fatty.
Say it.
So, you know... I'll be in Atlanta this weekend.
Yes, God knows we all know that.
When you guys are
look
hearing
out
this,
Atlanta,
I'll probably
well,
be on
never
the way.
Mind. He's only going to be in the public eye for 15 minutes, so it doesn't matter.
Well, no, I can't be seen in public with Chris and John.
Oh well, that's true.
So no, sorry, I won't be in the public eye at all. But actually, we're meeting a minor down there too, the one with the shaved head.
Oh. Ah, Ryan, yeah. Ryan.
There's
Ryan.
A whispering across the room.
Larry, let's play the tape backwards so they can all try to listen to it. We're meeting a minor there. Okay, we're back live.
Okay,
were you able
that's
to
right.
hear that noise? I mean, hear that name?
I don't know what that noise fucking is, but it was pre-programmed. And I just pressed a button, and that's what you got.
Well, it sounded kind of like my colon.
Oh, my goodness. No, there are going to be 8 of us going out for drinks on Friday night now. So
where are you going to be?
I think... Since Friday night, I think I'm allowed to choose where we go. I think we're gonna start at Burkhart's, and then
that's across from the Oscars, right?
Yeah, but we probably won't be going back there. Yeah. But we will get to the Burkhart's.
The video bar. Two TV sets.
I enjoyed the Burkhart's the last time we were there, and so we'll probably go there. And you know, if there's somewhere else, if there's a little Burkhart that needs to happen, or.
When you know, last Friday, someone went to Bacar in their leather.
Yeah,
and
nobody was there.
There was nobody there. But you know, if you walk in with 8 people, everybody's there.
Yeah, but I mean, we could go somewhere else.
I don't know.
Well,
you could go to the Hootenanny.
Extra Special Chris has an idea of where he wants to go.
I think the Phoenix is where Extra Special John likes to go.
It is. He loves it there. He really does.
Okay.
So I don't know where we're gonna go. I don't know where.
Oh Lord.
I just love those noises.
Oh, I do too. Please hang up and
try again. Oh, that was kind of British.
That was for Simon.
So, let's see. What else is on my list?
Well, Larry, let's talk about something on my list.
Okay, what's on your list?
Ham map.
Oh, that's right.
Larry, the ham map has got 19 people on it now. And if you don't know what we're we're talking about, well then. But if you go to the website, that is www.littlefatty.com. And over in the right-hand corner where it says cool things or neat stuff or I don't
good
know.
Stuff. What the
fuck, good stuff. you can click on Big Fatty's Ham Map and add your little push pin there. And then we have five choices of push pins. We have the inappropriate touchers, the ham lovers, the apple snackers, the over-fiberers, and the vegetable-tarians. We only have one over-fiberer.
And only two vegetable-tarians,
two vegetable-tarians, one apple snacker, and most everybody likes to inappropriately touch hams.
Are we at all surprised about that?
No.
Okay, I'm just checking.
But we got our first West Coast push pin on the Big Fatty Ham Map today.
Who is it? Is it Chris and Jeff?
Scroll on up there.
Oh, Lord.
She can't even find the ham map.
Oh.
All the way up. That's just comments.
Oh. That's because it's not on this page.
Y'all, she don't know. She is having... Oh, Lord. This is like listening to Extra Special. Oh, let's Google something.
Keith in Glendale, California.
Right.
Keith has commented before or left us a voice letter. I can't remember which. But welcome, Keith. Welcome to the ham map.
Welcome, Keith. And he is a ham lover, isn't he?
He's red. So, yes, he's a ham lover. Big Fatty, did ham lover get added late?
No.
Okay, I just don't remember that one.
Well, okay. So you're fat.
I know.
But anyway, we also had a comment on there from, who was it?
Dr. Tweaker.
Dr. Tweaker,
mm-hmm.
Who is very excited about our contest, and we'll tell you more about that a little bit later.
That's right. So anyway, just when you go on over, we'd love for you to add your photo to the ham app, since the Flickr photo listener thing has kind of just dwindled. And nobody's sending those, and it's a lot of trouble for me to upload those. So if you could just do it yourself on the ham map, we'd like that.
You know, nobody else has a fucking ham map. Go stick your pen in a ham.
I think I'll put some promo business up about the ham map on Q-Potter tonight while
Q-Potter,
I'm here.
Q-Potter.
Guys, I'm stuck at the coal mine until like 10 o'clock.
Well, it's the buddy dance.
Me?
Oh, Lord. Speaking of looking at faces when they make noises. Horror.
You should see what faces I make at home.
Now, Larry, I have one more thing to discuss.
Okay, what's
got that? Got an e-letter today from Howard.
Oh, why?
Ooh.
Is he okay on psychotropic drugs?
He was... I'm choosing my words carefully here.
Oh, Lord.
Well, the word Goomba was used in the email.
Goomba?
Goomba.
Oh, my. Right. Psychotropic drugs. Okay. No.
But Howard wanted us to know that he is not one of these mafia Goombas that goes out and breaks people's kneecaps and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
He said most people up there are just kind of wimpy anyway, unless, of course, they want to holler out a window. Do you have the crickets?
I don't. I wish I did.
You need to get those on there.
Remind me to add the crickets when we're done. I don't think I can add while we're being fat. So.
I'm sure you can't. Anyway, quit playing with that thing. And anyway, go back to your list. But anyway, Howard, we love you, Goomba or no Goomba. And you just holler out. Speaking of hollering out the window, you know what one of my favorite movies was? Network. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Get up from your seats. Go to the windows. Open the windows. Yell out to your neighbors. I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore.
Hey, Big Fatty.
Say it.
You know what I have to say to that?
No.
Okay,
Lord,
there are your
she
crickets.
Finally got something right.
Well, it works. That's all I'm saying. Special shout out to the banjo band for working for once. Right. So we love the crickets.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have anything else on your fat list, Frater?
Other than Big Fatty has got the biggest fucking monitor on his desk on the face of the earth.
I know, but you know, now,
if I had, I mean, it's almost like sensor round. It's the IMAX screen for Mac computers.
Whenever you get nauseous, just look away from the screen.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I do like it. I still, when I order mine in about a year, I don't think I'm going to get that. But I like it just fine for you.
Hmm.
I will say, for me to do what I do, it would be very difficult to see things.
Yeah.
Because you can blow things up, I can't.
So, excuse me.
All right, just that's not what I meant. That's not the blowing up that I was talking about. Are you practicing to be on the little pre-flight safety video where you turn your head to the side and inflate the life vest manually?
No.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Now, Larry, you're staying with Omar, right?
Yes. You know, I haven't asked him that yet. I assumed I was.
When I was there...
Are you? If you have trouble saying this, it's okay. You won't hurt my feelings.
Y'all, Omar has a twin bed, so I'm guessing, and one. So I'm guessing they're sleeping double in a single bed.
I'm sleeping on the couch.
Me.
Oh, of course you are.
You know, it falls out.
Couch. Well, it's true. Hello.
No. Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
No, I'm all fat and giddy and stuff.
Giddy.
So.
Oh, giddy. Okay. Let's move it along. This is getting boring.
Well, I know. Of course it is.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. So, y'all, let me tell you, and this is not really that funny or an exciting of a story, but I'm going to tell it anyway because I want to give a special shout out to my friend, Amy. So I'm minding my own business at work today, and my phone rings. And it was an out-of-mining call, I could tell, because of the different ring. So I was like, hello, Larry Vader here. How may I help you? And she's like, Larry, and starts yelling into the phone. And I was like, oh, my gosh, am I? And, y'all, how about this is someone I haven't spoken to in 2.5 years. And so we were planning up a hootenanny. So we're planning a Charleston hootenanny, and that's so exciting. I get to see college friends again, and I'm very thrilled. That's kind of like what's going on in my day. Oh, hey, Big Fatty, you know what Archer said? I was listening to Archer in the shower this morning because there was no other O Show or Scott Mendo. Oh, and by the way, there won't be a Little Fatty Cast tomorrow, guys. And
you're not, are y'all leaving tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah.
So no beverages?
No.
I didn't know that.
No, I won't be here for beverages. There's a chance I may wait and go Friday morning. Depends on, like, how tomorrow goes, because I'm going to need to get my oil changed, so you're going to need to pick me up from there in the morning.
You big fat thing,
by the way. If you could remember to hoist it in that new car by the dealerships. But no, ooh, my pants are a little dirty.
Lord. Oh, Lord.
Well, I've got my feet propped up on my desk.
Well, why, Papa?
But anyway, so Archer was like, Larry, I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Say it, Archer.
And he was like, your show is the first one I listen to every day. I was like, oh, my gosh, Archer. And see, I was afraid that sometimes we might offend Archer because I know how, like, he's very... He's fun, but, like, I just think that our language sometimes... I don't know. Archer can get down and dirty. Big Fatty, you don't listen to Archer, though, do you? Okay, that means no. Which is understandable. Big Fatty just listens to the same PNS explosion over and over all day.
Well, right, because they're on top of us.
Right, right. I do love those boys, too.
Mm-hmm.
We should plan a Chicago outing.
Oh, everybody in Chicago's already out.
Oh, right. But we could meet Madge, Feast of Fools, Marshall from...
I would suggest those two things not happen at the same time.
Well, no. But Imagine we wouldn't be out at bars. We could meet Jackie Michael Hollis and Rob Lindley and the PNSers and Andy Matic.
By the way, Mr. Lindley, not on the ham map.
I've noticed that.
Hmm.
Don't pretend like you're not chit-chatting it up at work all day, Mr. Lindley. I suggest you hoist it on over and add yourself to that map, okay? Or Big Fatty's going to cut a bitch.
By the way, this afternoon, Mr. John Michael Hawes was assembling a TV stand.
Oh, so he's doing important stuff at the
coal mine. I have no fucking idea what he was doing.
All right.
Oh, Lord, here it comes. Ruined.
Okay, so ruined. I guess that's about it. Oh, Lord, that'll make you nauseous if you watch that screen jump like that. Ooh, Lord. We've got her on the 23-inch cinema displays up in my office, the high-def one.
Meow.
I guess we could record on that machine.
You know what, Larry? I think that Omar has timed it perfectly so that you can be his 100th guest.
I will not.
Oh.
No, the 100th show will take place after I depart. Speaking of, he hasn't mentioned this much yet because he's been kind of slack lately.
Yeah.
But I will be on show 99, so look for that at theotherow.com, or so he says. We'll be sharing that snowball microphone. But if you guys like The Other O, or if you don't, go ahead and send him a well-wishes voice letter for the 100th show so he can play something.
Well,
and I don't
wishes.
Know his voice lettering line, but you can just go on over to theotherow.com. Oh, I probably do, too.
Oh, I have it. Wait a minute. I'll get it on the on cellular telephone that I do not use.
You really don't. Yeah, he's got the thing, and he walks around with it, but he does not use it.
What is that one? That's not Other O. Here we go. Their voice letter line is 404-43... Oh, no, that's the wrong one. 206-984-2661. That number again, so you don't forget, is 206-984-2661. Call Omar and tell him how he should inappropriately touch Larry on the 99th show.
Right.
Me.
Horror. But anyway.
Just kidding. All right, Larry.
Okay.
Let's remember to tell everybody about the ham map contest going on. What you have to do is go to the ham map, put your push pin in there, and then when Big Fatty is gone from March the 2nd through the 12th, then Larry will be choosing a co-host, and you will come on the show, and you will not be yourself. You will be Big Fatty for that particular show, but you got to be on the ham map to be considered.
That's right, and also you got to have the Skypes. So
hello,
well,
you can download that shit. That ain't hard.
Well,
you can tell him how to do it.
Unless you don't use the computers nor the cell phone.
Well, I don't use them, and he told me how to do it. So anyway,
and you somehow miraculously have learned how to use it. So
and don't forget, you can get in touch with Big Fatty at bigfatty@littlefatty.com or on the Skypes.
Okay,
I'm
tell us how.
The Big Fatty. That's THEBIGFATTY on the Skypes. And Larry, how do we get in touch with you?
Well, first of all, the best way to get in touch with me is via a voice letter, and that's 206-339-6FAT. You're going to pull my business cards off in the trash can.
So we don't forget. Give us that number again.
That's 206-339-6FAT.
Call before midnight tonight. Operators are standing by.
And we do accept Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover.
And it'll tell you can leave a fax, but you really can't.
Oh, have you tried to fax something?
No,
okay, great. No, you can't. And also, I'm Larry at littlefatty.com. I love getting the e-letters. And also, don't forget to go on over to the website, which is, as you are all aware, littlefatty.com, and comment. We like comments as well. Comment on the post. Go back.
Comments on the Pope. Yes. Go to the website and leave us comments on the Pope.
All right. Whatever.
Oh, Lord. Say goodbye, Larry.
Goodbye, Larry.
Me, the Pope. Jesus. By the way, does the Pope shit in the woods?